sugar, honey, maple syrup, artificial sweeteners. Did I get your attention yet? I hope so, because that's today's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. What is the consciousness level of all the sweeteners that are available to us out there? We all, many of us have a sweet tooth, but what are we getting ourselves into when we consume some of these things? Hey there, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on the YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com and on my podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And I put all of this into context based on the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins and his map of consciousness, which is helping us put power and truth into context with a proven energy scale that to actualize your ultimate human potential. So this week's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz, which I do once a month, is based on Dr. Hawkins' map of consciousness and the consciousness that I have found at consciousness.com, which is a subscriber-based website that I subscribe to that was created by one of Dr. Hawkins' advanced spiritual students who cares and calibrating consciousness and helping us all raise our level of consciousness. I have no financial interest in this. I only have interest in truth and aligning with people that are spiritual students as I am of Dr. David R. Hawkins. So this week's quiz is taking a look at the consciousness calibrations of sweeteners, real and artificial. And I want you to think about, read the list of things that I'm going to give you the calibrations for, but I want you to consider which one you think is of highest consciousness and which one you think is of lowest consciousness. And the whole point of this quiz every month is to help you shore up your energy field and put stuff into context. You know, the lower mind and the ego thinks it knows everything. And there's so many times when you'll find a calibration where you thought you were right about something, and then you find out the truth, and you're like, whoops. And I've discovered this on many topics. I think I know something, and then I learn the truth of it. And I'm like, okay, I'm willing to accept that and align with the truth. And there's many topics that we could cover that I was aligned with the lower end of the scale. And now I'm like, screw that. I'm going with the higher end regardless, whether I understand it or not. I choose the higher road. So that's the whole point of the quiz, is to make it fun for you to test your own feeling or intuition about something and to kind of raise your level of consciousness and ability to recognize power and truth in something. So let's take a look at what we're going to look at today. I have a list of the sweeteners and artificial sweeteners that we're going to look at. So, which is of highest consciousness? Hold on, I've got it right here. Okay. Is it xylitol, which is a natural extract? Fructose? Monk fruit extract? Sugar, also known as sucrose, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, saccharin, which is also like sweet and low. Aspartame is known as NutraSweet and Equal. A sucralose is Splenda. Fructose, maple syrup, molasses, honey, corn syrup. Did I say that? There's a whole bunch of them there. So which one do you think is of highest consciousness? That's a lot to remember. And which do you think is of low consciousness? Sit with that. And while you're sitting with that, I'm going to do what I do every week and give you a plug for my website, the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which is a website of consciously created and curated content for raising your level of consciousness and aligning with truth. And the Mind Body Spirit Network was created to provide, you know, I curate online events and online courses that are intended to raise your level of consciousness on a wide variety of topics, from alternative and holistic health modalities, like sound healing, energy healing, personal growth and development, spiritual growth and development. Shamanism is, for whatever reason, a huge topic of interest on the Mind, Body, Spirit Network is big. Sound healing is big. Energy medicine is big. We also cover, fitness and health and yoga, meditation, mindfulness, all the stuff you would expect from a Mind, Body, Spirit Network. I'd highly recommend, if you want to stay in touch with a website that intends to provide you with online courses and events that are of higher consciousness, that are actually going to shift you, this would be one place to subscribe. So you can come to the website, themindbodyspiritnetwork.com, and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or you can get our daily push notifications, or subscribe to our blog. They're all similar. If you really want to stay in touch, the daily notifications are helpful. If something comes along that you like, you're going to see it. So anyway, that's my little plug I like to do during the consciousness, your weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz broadcast, because it gives you a little bit of time to consider the quiz. So let's go to the consciousness calibrations and tell you which has power, which substance is powerful and holds the energy to be constructive and helpful. It's not as opposed to destructive. Anything under 200 is a destructive energy. So if you're consuming something that's below 200, it doesn't help the body. Like, the body is 205. So if you ingest something that's less than the body, it's kind of destructive to the body, which is not to make you afraid at all, because the body is resilient and there are other things that you're ingesting that are positively oriented in the body. So it's like a balance, like you understand the balance. So let's talk about the sweeteners, and as things come up, I'll share more insights. So here we go. I'm going to start at the highest level of consciousness. Which of those sweeteners is at the highest level of consciousness? If you guessed honey, you are correct. At 209 on the map of consciousness, honey's number one as to its level of consciousness as a sweetener. Molasses is number two at 203. Maple syrup is 201. Those are the only natural sweeteners, those are natural, that are of higher consciousness, constructive, and helpful to the body. The body enjoys it because it's although the body's 205, maple syrup is still constructive and positive. It's a positive, let's just look at it, it's a positive vibration. Those three in the body, the body's not going to reject it or kind of flinch from it. It's going to enjoy it and take it in. So honey, molasses, and maple syrup. Honey at 209 is 10 to the 209th power, which when you understand the logarithms, you'll understand that honey is a quantum leap above maple syrup and molasses. Everything else is below 200. All of it. Fructose, 198. Monk fruit extract, 195. Xylitol, which is a natural extract, 199. That's the highest level of consciousness for artificial sweeteners, even though that's not artificial, it's natural. But it's still a destructive level of consciousness and of lower consciousness. So you don't want to make it bad, because you're not necessarily consuming enough to make it bad, because it's offset by having a healthy diet otherwise, but just understand what you're consuming. So if you're going to have a natural sweetener that isn't sugar, sugar's a natural sweetener, but let me just tell you, sugar calibrates at 188. It's way worse. It's way more destructive than xylitol, as an example. Honey molasses and maple syrup are the way to go when it comes to sweetening anything, really, if you care about the health of the body. Okay, fructose is 198, monk fruit extract is 195, erythritol, erythritol, is 192, stevia. And erythritol is a natural extract, but it calibrates negatively at 192. Stevia also calibrates at negatively. It's a natural extract at 191. And I have to tell you, I do not like the taste of stevia at all. So I avoid it just because of taste. Sugar is 188. That's really interesting to know that we all love our sweets and we love our sugar. But we'd all be better off to sweeten anything, desserts and cookies or whatever it is you like to enjoy with honey molasses and maple syrup. Again, if you're making an apple pie with love, there's a workaround all of it. And that is to say, I am an infinite being, no longer subject to this calibration. If you want to ingest something that has stevia in it, you say I'm an inf you are spiritually aligned with the understanding that it's a non-issue for you because you're an infinite being and you're no longer subject to it. That's a work around everything when it comes to food. So this particular calibration discusses the fact that this is a commentary from the gentleman who did the calibrations, that presumably over 200 is naturally satisfying, while under 200 feels empty. The amount of sweetener in proportion to your food may change the calibration of the end product. So just keep this in mind. If you want to just keep it clean, keep your diet clean and healthy, you're going to want to stick with the honey molasses and syrup. If you're a spiritually advanced individual and you understand what you hold in mind tends to manifest, then you know that none of this can affect you at all if you decide it doesn't. It can be negatively oriented, but everything else that your own level of consciousness offsets it. So there's ways around all of this, but if you just want to keep it clean, I'm hopefully helping you do that and just sharing with you these interesting calibrations. All right, so sugar is 188, corn syrup is 183, even lower. High fructose corn syrup is 175, even lower. Saccharin or sweet and low, 165. Aspartame, NutraSweet or equal, 155. Sucralose or Splenda, 155. So those are pretty low levels of consciousness. And let me just see what the energy is of 155, just so you understand. The energy that's close to it is anger. The energy of anger is close to sweet and low, NutraSweet, Splenda, all three of those, which is kind of interesting because who gets angry over sugars and sweeteners? I don't. But the energy there is interesting. And then the energy of high fructose corn syrup is the same energy as pride, indifference, demanding, scorn, and inflation, which is interesting to, I mean, it's a little hard to get, but when you understand it's the same energy as that, you're like, I don't want to put scorn and indifference and demandingness into my body via high fructose corn syrup. So that's just a different way to look at it. So that's today's weekly dose of Higher Consciousness Quiz. I hope you found that super interesting to understand the truth about sugars and sweeteners. What's the truth about it? We've all known the truth of sugar. You get that the heck out of your diet is a good idea. But again, It's your beliefs that you hold in mind, right? Whatever you tell yourself has way more power than any of this stuff, right? Whatever you want to tell yourself, the body believes. I did a whole, I don't know if I've done a podcast about that, but the statement, whatever you hold in mind tends to manifest, calibrates above 500. So if you hold in mind that sugar's going to kill you, then guess what? Sugar's going to kill you. If you hold in mind that you love baked goods and cookies and stuff with sugar in it, and it's only going to bring joy to your life, then that's the truth too. The body calibrates 5, so whatever the mind in the 400 tells the body agrees. So there's a lots of stuff to understand there. The best is your willingness to accept that you are a powerful, infinite being. You're no longer subject to any of this when it comes to food and eating and diet and the body, right? And hold lovingness in mind all the time. Loving intent when you ingest something that's got sugar in it. Like, I can totally love chocolate chip cookie dough and have no guilt or shame about it. So that's today's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. Next week is, what is next week? I think I'm going to have a new main topic. I think we're going to cover a level of consciousness. And we're going up the ladder from the lowest now. Last week, or last time we did this, we dealt with shame. So we're going to move up to the next level of lower level consciousness. If you like what's going on here, I highly recommend you hop on over to the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com and, you know, subscribe to our push notifications or our blog or whatever suits your fancy there. Or subscribe to the video cast at trumpetoftruthradio.com on YouTube, or my podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. My name is Liz Garcia. I'll see you next time. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.